With Good News for Today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. As hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians flee from the Russian oppression being forced upon them, Polish Christians and Southern Baptist relief workers are ready to care for them. It's been amazing to see how God has used IMB workers with significant language skills and cultural understanding to minister to these refugees right now, said Russell Archer, an IMB leader serving in Europe. Archer has witnessed God's people leading relief efforts. Other groups and even local governments are struggling to come up with a plan and find people who can communicate with the refugees, Archer said. He said National Baptist churches and our people are already meeting them at train stations and bus stops. Even as they arrive, they jump right into ministry. He says it is a view of God at work in the midst of a crisis. Send Relief President Brian Wright says many of those needing help are coming with at most a suitcase. Some are only escaping with the clothes they have on, with more refugees on the way. Since the invasion, we have and will continue to expand our efforts within the region, Wright said. In a video message from near the border of Poland and Ukraine, International Mission Board President Paul Chitwood thanked those who have given to the effort. He said, because of your giving through a network of partners inside of Ukraine and all around Ukraine, we're able to respond quickly. Both leaders point people to sendrelief.org if you'd like to help relief efforts in Ukraine.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
In 1985, Emory and Lily Polonimo were members of First Baptist Church in Richfield, Utah, when they became involved in a ministry for the Hmong, who had settled in the area as refugees following the Vietnam War. Emory didn't know it at the time, but it would provide a strong example of discipleship that would eventually lead him to the pulpit as a layman. An Arizona native, Emory had moved to central Utah years earlier after getting a job as an engineer with the Bureau of Land Management. At work, he became friends with a member of First Baptist who eventually led him to Christ. He and another church leader mentored Polonimo. Since then, Polonimo has served in various ways in the church, eventually believing God was calling him to even more. A need for pastors led Polonimo to answer the call to preach. There are others like him, he said, who need mentors to lead them along. To read this story in full and many more, go to baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.